This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, assholes, view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome. Folks, we have you for 2 hours today. And if you at any time would like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. You want to watch us live, you can do that, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com. You can watch us live over there. Folks, what we've been talking about over the last, well, 3 or 4 days here, it's important content. And we've been talking about the false prophets, namely those that are around the likes of Donald Trump. And we also highlighted a response that I gave, a scriptural response to that of Mario Murillo's unscriptural rant, where Mario Murillo, I hope inadvertently, is actually setting the stage to make the church to be the enemies of the state. He adds strength to tyranny. He adds strength to the state concerning his backwardsness concerning the scriptures. And I'll get to that in just a couple moments. Before I do that, I want you to listen to this carefully, okay? This applies to everybody. This applies to, namely, the 86% that call themselves to be Christians. I want you to listen carefully because we were warned about this long ago. Martin Luther, the great reformer back in the 15th century, said this. He said, "But Satan, the god of all dissension, he stirreth up daily new sects, and at last of all, which of all others I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church, and that men should not be terrified with or by the law, but gently exhorted or exerted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." That's completely upside down, on its head. Last week I had a guy say, "Bradley's teaching the circumcision." No, I'm not. I'm saying circumcision has been done away with Christ, but I'm also going over to 1 Corinthians where it says that circumcision availeth nothing, nor uncircumcision availeth nothing, but the keeping of the commandments. That's right, because Jesus didn't come to abrogate the moral law of God. The ceremonial law was done in Christ. Make distinction. Again, Matthew 5. What does it tell us? "Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill." And we can see that as well in Romans 3:30. You can also find that Jesus was a preacher of the law, the circumcision to the Jews that were broken by the law or not, right? That's found in Romans 15:8. And how many times in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did we see Jesus using the law? What does the law say to you? Or what about the rich young ruler in Mark 10, starting in verse 17? "You know the command. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery," so on and so forth, right? So the law has never been done away with. And it's interesting that in America, the church has taken the bait. And I'm talking about the goats, the counterfeits, okay? But it's interesting to note when you go into Capitol buildings, the Ten Commandments are there, inscribed on the walls. And I always make reference to the Ten Commandments posted on the back of the Supreme Court chambers, friends, where it has a picture of Moses with the two tablets in his hand. It's interesting. The state upholds it. By the way, if they didn't have God's moral law, then why do they have judges? Why do we have attorneys? Why do we have legislatures? Why do we have these people in place? Well, it's their job to make, what, reference to God's moral law and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, right? That's found in none other than Deuteronomy 25. So again, keep in mind, those that say do away with the law, keep in mind these antinomianists that have abrogated God's moral law are responsible for the anarchy that's on the horizon in the present. And we're going to nail these people today, friends, scripturally, okay? I also want to make distinction, friends, because scripture is very clear when it tells us to do this. In Ezekiel 44:23, I'm laying a premise, friends. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane. That is the job of every Christian on this planet. Okay, this is common sense. And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane and cause them to discern between, well, the right and the wrong. In Scripture says unclean and clean, which was a type of what I'm talking about even now in justice. We also go over, friends, namely speaking to the church now in 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14. What does it say? It says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial, sons and daughters of Satan? Or what part hath he that believeth with an unbeliever, an infidel? And the Lord said in verse 16, and what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. What does he say right after that? This is the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Not until them on his terms, friends. Verse 18, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord God Almighty. Okay? Cool. Then when we go over to the book of James, chapter 4, laying a premise, friends, what does the Lord say? He says, you adulterers and adulteresses. Who are adulterers and adulteresses? Know ye not that friendship of the world, those that are friends with the world, those that have one foot in the world and one foot in the church, I want to tell you something, friends, Satan owns the fence. You better get off the fence, right? You adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Isn't that interesting? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. I'm making distinction, friends, a sharp contrast as to what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of minutes here. It tells us in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, making distinction between, well, the church and the state, I'm going to nail both of them today, but this is how they operate. It tells us in the book of Daniel, chapter 8, verse 25, and through his policy, how is government today countering law? They're countering law by undermining the U.S. Constitution with the use of policy. Okay? And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. What does craft mean? It means cunning, friends. It means guile. For example, in Mark 14:1 it says the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. Okay? And that was Jesus Christ. By the way, all this lawless policy taking place in this country, it's all aimed and zeroed in at the church, friends, for those that didn't know. And it's exactly what's happening today. The Bible says that he shall magnify himself in his heart. What sort of narcissist do we have in the office today? One that would magnify himself in his heart. And by peace he shall destroy many. We're going to talk about this in the up and coming hour concerning the false prophet, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
And or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, you can watch us live right now if you'd like to. Sonsoflibertymedia.com to the right side of the page and or before it's news. Friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. You get the point. Again, if at any time you want to call in, we love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about the false prophets in just a moment, but I am showing you in Scripture the job of a Christian in making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. I'm giving you distinction as to how we're supposed to come out from among them, how we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. You know what? I love when the fact that people can get around you and they know they can ask you scriptural questions and you're ready. The Bible says we're written epistles for men to read. We're walking Bibles for the world to read Christ through our actions, right? 1 John 3:18. But now, with that said, I want to go back to this because we're setting this up on a premise right now concerning false prophets, which we're going to highlight and we're going to play some audio for you from them. Okay? I want you to understand that dictators of the past and dictators in the present, you need to understand the media is going to put them up as if they are loved by the people. There's always going to be a people in this world that are going to see right through them and call them out for who they are. And those are usually the Christians. Just ask Bonhoeffer concerning his protest of against that dictator of the past named Adolf Hitler. Now, that's just one of a plethora of dictators that we can highlight right now. But how do they operate? And again, keep in mind, antichrists are loved by the people. Dictators are loved by the people. The Roman emperors were loved by the people for the most part. Okay? Tyrants, for the most part, are loved by the wicked who don't know the difference in who are those. They have forsaken God, yet they call themselves Christians in America today. But the Bible says in Proverbs 28, verse 4, but those that keep the law contend with them. That's what we're doing here, okay? Because, again, Jesus never came to abrogate the law of God. Hebrews 8, 10, Hebrews 10, 7 and 8. You can also go back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 8. You'll see Old Testament, New Testament, and you'll see them meet in the middle way in Jesus Christ. Now, going back to 8:25 of Daniel, okay? And through his policy, you know what's destroying your country today, America? Policy. Policy follows law, but if people don't know the difference, guess what? They're going to get away with it. Policy undermines law in this country. Notice how politicians always talk about policy? And very rarely do they talk about the U.S. Constitution, and if they do, they take it out of context. But it tells us again in Daniel 8:25, and through his policy also he shall cause craft, cunning, guile, okay, to prosper in his hand. He'll deceive the people. And it says, and he shall magnify himself in his heart. Are anybody identifying this today, friends? And by peace, it's a false sense of peace, and by peace shall destroy many. That's right. It's exactly what's happening today. And the Bible says, and he shall also stand up against the prince of princes, and that will be his first and his last mistake, praise God. But he shall be broken without hand. That's in Daniel 8:25. Now, before I get over to the false prophets, this administration and his evangelical overseers, as he calls them, concerning this current administration, I want you to listen carefully, because this is exactly what we see concerning those that are around this current administration. This is by Catherine Booth, okay, wife to that of William Booth, founder of Salvation Army. She said, when the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. We know from inside sources, friends. As a matter of fact, I have someone that I know that's actually in operation of the media concerning the White House under Donald Trump today. And I say, shame on you, in a big way. But it's interesting to note that we found through firsthand eyewitnesses and ear witnesses, friends, that his evangelical oversight, his overseers, did nothing for 3 hours but praise Donald Trump. And when Donald Trump got up and it was time for him to speak, he played the hero to the people, saying to those that are on his board, his evangelical oversight, friends, he kept telling them over and over, if it wasn't for me, this is what they would have done to you. If it wasn't for me, this is what they would have done for you and to you. This is all factual information. Catherine Booth says, when the church and the world can jog comfortably along together, you can be sure something is wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, and living so that their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that has compromised, not the world. It's the church that has compromised, not the world. Her husband, William Booth, said this, and I shared this with you yesterday, again, laying a premise here, friends, but I want you to listen carefully. This is what he said over 100 years ago. The chief danger of the 20th century will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is given to those that have been baptized for the dead, right? Christianity without Christ. Forgiveness without repentance, right? Read 2 Corinthians 7:10. Salvation without regeneration, which is a work of the Holy Ghost. That's found in Titus 3. And heaven without hell. All those lines have been blurred, am I right? And whose fault would it be? It would be laid at the feet of those that call themselves Christians, namely the pulpits in America today. Let me remind you, friends, as to what John Adams said. He said the church is called to be the moral compass of society. He said when that goes, everything else goes. Okay? So let's get over to this. False prophets make war against God and his church. Now, much of this will be in response to a guy by the name of Mario Murillo, who is a part of the pack in making golden calves, friends. They call them the Word of Faith movement. He's a part of that whole system. And I'm going to get to more details concerning in great specificity, but he's a part of that pack, friends. He's a part of the pack that's responsible for where the state of America is today. Okay? Now, I want you to listen. Micah 3:5 tells us, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people err, that bite with their teeth and cry, peace, peace. The version of peace to that of Mario Murillo and the false prophets in America today is to submit to government." Now, good government is ordained by God, 1821 Exodus. Don't forget that. God gave the government. That's why we're based on the Mosaic Institution. Look at the Mayflower Compact, which preceded the Declaration of Independence, which made four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, with that said, also look at the end of the Constitution, where it says, in the year of our Lord, 1787, look at every preamble in our union, all 50 states, it starts out acknowledging who? God. Okay? With that aside, it tells us, friends, that they bite with their teeth and cry peace. And peace, again, according to these false prophets, like Mark Taylor, get on the Trump train or else. Okay, Scripture contradicts this every step of the way. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over to Isaiah 30 really quick because I want you to hear it for yourself. Some people say, Bradley, will you read the Scriptures off? I want you to listen to this. Isaiah 30, it says, "Woe to the rebellious children." It's a curse. "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with the covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin." That's transgressing God's moral law. "That walk down to Egypt, the government, and have not asked at my mouth, saith the Lord, to strengthen themselves in the current administration," the Pharaoh, "and to trust in the shadow of Pharaoh, the government. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame," and it is, especially all those that have their eyes closed tightly, they have their fingers over their eyeballs because they refuse to call Donald Trump out for the fruit that he's bearing, Matthew 7:16. And then the Lord goes on in verse 3, "Therefore shall the strength of this administration be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of this current administration be your confusion." And it's exactly what's happening today, friends. People are confused. And the Bible tells us they were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be a help nor profit, but a shame and also a reproach. Again, is this what's happening? It's exactly what's happening, because we see the false prophets telling us to get on the Trump train. Yet I can't find in Scripture anywhere, friends, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, where we're supposed to submit to the flesh in disobedience to God. It's the exact opposite. I mean, just ask our forefathers, right? And I know those that know their Bibles, you know that the history found in those pages is much of what the church was in the past and is in the present. We just don't see a lot of it today concerning Protestants against corruption in whatever capacity that it may be found. Again, remember Moses confronting Pharaoh, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Elijah confronting Ahab, Jezebel and the false prophets, John the Baptist reproving the king, King Herod, the Lord sends in the angel to free the apostles. And Scripture is clear in Matthew 10:18 when it says, "And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." That is the church, friends, not the way that you're seeing it today. It's upside down. Be right back.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had humiliated Chief Justice John Roberts in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial by voting against any additional witness testimony. Pelosi tweeted, "It's a sad day for America to see Senator McConnell humiliate the Chief Justice of the United States into presiding over a vote which rejected our nation's judicial norms, precedents, and institutions which hold the Constitution and the rule of law." Chief Justice Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Republican Senators Mitch Romney of Utah and Susan Collins of Maine broke from their party ranks to vote with the Democrats. Trump's impeachment trial will be the first in U.S. history that does not include witness testimony as part of the proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, you can do that. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or before it's news. We're talking about right now, friends, false prophets make war against God. I just had one of my friends, and I mean that when I say that, my friend, over on live chat make a point, because I should have went down a little bit further, but if I get in too entrenched into that particular scripture, friends, I'll stay there and rant for an hour, and I don't have time. I'm trying to stay on this methodically in a timely fashion today. But when you go down to Isaiah 30, verse 9 through 10, as my friend Diana highlighted, it also states that this is a rebellious people, lying children, which say to the seers, the prophets, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Prophesy unto us smooth things. Say unto us peace, peace. Friends, that's what's going on. And this is exactly what the false prophets of the day are doing. Again, we're talking about false prophets make war against God and His church. And it's interesting to note, friends, the last scripture I highlighted before the end of the last segment was, "And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." Now, friends, there are those that want you to forget all of the biblical accounts of the past, okay, in hopes that you will follow them in their lead to hell. Psalm 9:17. And what are they doing? Their end aim is, well, they're making war against the Lord. And I believe that they're doing it inadvertently. Some of them, okay? Some of them, but not all of them. I believe many of them are plants. Read Exodus 32, verse 17 when you get a moment. In comparison, I want you to look at America today. to that of our forefathers and what it was that they established. Because the Word of God directs us to go back to the old past, the beaten and trodden way. That's the definition of past, Jeremiah 16. It warns us of those who are given to change, Proverbs 24:21. And then these are those who are basically asking you for your gold, the modern day preachers, to make a golden calf. And in turn, they say, these be your gods which brought you out of Egypt. This is exactly, again, what's happening in the present, Exodus 32, 2 through 4, okay? Now, I'm going to play some audio here for you from Mark Taylor. If it's not Donald Trump thanking Franklin Graham, I'm going to get to him in just a little bit here. If it's not Donald Trump thanking Franklin Graham for his help in promoting his global agenda, then we have the false prophet, and a false prophet he is, Mark Taylor, telling people that they better get on the Trump train or else. Again, read Isaiah 30, 1 through 5. I want you to listen carefully to this, friends, because after I play some audio for you from Mark Taylor, which, by the way, many people in the modern-day version of the church, you know, the goats, not the sheep, friends, here, I want to highlight that. If I can find that. Live radio. I'll pull that up in just a moment. This just came to my aid. But many people in the professed church that are advocating the abortion industry and the sodomite agenda and pulling in Muslims into the United States of America who are not here to assimilate. Okay, keep in mind, these are the people that believe the likes of Mark Taylor. Those that know the Word of God are standing against the likes of, just naming one, Mark Taylor. I want you to listen carefully, and then I'm going to highlight something right after I play this piece. This is Mark Taylor on Jim and Tammy Baker. Remember him? Jim Baker's show. Listen carefully.
The warfare he's experiencing is simply because it's a couple different reasons. One is all through history, our presidents have been taking orders. They haven't been given them. They've been taking them from people behind the shadows.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So the cabal or whoever it is giving the orders behind the shadows. And what you're seeing now come forth is someone who's not going to be doing that. You're mm-hmm. seeing someone that is true leadership on his own, which scares the enemy to death. The second reason I believe that he's being attacked so much is because he has literally, the enemy has a timeline. God has his timeline. The enemy has his. This has totally wrecked the enemy's timeline as far as what they're trying to do. And he has stepped in the way, and they're not liking it.
In their timeline, I don't know how much you've studied it.
Jim Baker.
Do you know any of the timings? When was the enemies of Christianity planning to seal this deal where they had control of America?
They were trying the Islamization of America by 2021.
Islamization.
One author of a book that just got released. That was the first.
That's not very far away.
It's not very far away, and it was seven. There was like seven phases he listed, and these seven phases have already been completed. So it was 2021. I looked up another researcher who was on the Freemason side, and he was coming up with 2021. He had cracked the code.
And this isn't just some simple people. Do you know these people know something's coming? Do you know the super rich? What are the headlines this week? 1% of the wealthiest are preparing for what they call the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them. They know what's inside, and they know the secret code, you might say.
Right.
They know what's going on. Tell us more.
Well, that 2021, I tend to believe, because I think God's confirmed it as well, because I got an email from a gentleman. I don't want to say who he was.
Yeah, don't.
I don't want anybody to know who it was, but
no,
kudos
don't
to this
hurt
gentleman.
Anybody.
If you're watching, kudos to you, brother, for searching a matter out, because I encourage people to search a matter out. He sent me an email, and he said, I felt led to count back when the day you wrote the Trump prophecy.
Let's put it together like the heathens, right?
And count forward to the day Donald Trump was elected.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it was exactly 2021 days.
Okay, there you go. So they'll put it together one way or another. It kind of reminds me of those that are predicting the end times, and we've seen this over and over and over again. So what they're going to do is now they're pasting, cutting and pasting to put their words of prophecy together, which isn't how the Lord puts things together, friends. And you don't think when the Lord tells you or shares something with you, you know that you know that you know when the Lord speaks to you. And he still does the same things that he's always done. He hasn't changed, friends. Read that of 1 Corinthians 12. But when you go to Matthew 24, verse 36, it says, but of that day and hour know no man, no, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only know the times of the end. Matthew 24, 36. So when you hear the end timers talking about, like, Hal Lindsey and other false prophet friends, talking about why 101 reasons as to why this year is going to be it, friends, just keep in mind they're playing the guessing game. And guess who does that, friends? The heathen do that. Okay? And it's exactly what we're hearing here. Now, I want you to pay attention, and this is just the tip of the iceberg with the likes of a Mark Taylor. Okay? He comes out of nowhere, right? He tells everybody that Donald Trump's going to be the president. And then what he does is he writes a whole book of prophecies. And then what he does is when things happen, he begins to paste them together. I understand in part what he's talking about there. And the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because what many in the world have seen for the last 3 years are the very things that Mark Taylor says about Donald Trump. The very opposite is taking place every step of the way. For example, Mark Taylor just got done telling us that Donald Trump is basically the man that put the kibosh on the New World Order. And he talks about this warfare that Donald Trump is enduring. Wait a second. Donald Trump is the president. Those that are attacking the president, he has failed to prosecute them. Okay? And so don't sit there and feel that the president is under attack unduly, friends. No, he's got all the power in his hand. Concerning the sword, Romans 13, he's got the sword, the magistrate's got the sword called the Department of Justice, and he's prosecuted not a one of those that are allegedly coming after him. Okay? Also keep in mind what Vladimir Lenin said, the Russian revolutionary. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. I've covered that 1,000 times, but it's exactly what's being played out here. Okay? Again, Mark Taylor just told us that Donald Trump put the kibosh on that. Also keep in mind, he said that because of Donald Trump, the Islamization of America has been put to a stop. Okay? And they predicted that it would be 2021 when it would actually be implemented fully here in the United States of America. This is one of many that I'm going to highlight today. The Trump administration, this was, as a matter of fact, I'm just going to click on it, give you the exact date so you can research it for yourself. On January 27th, this was 4 or 5 days ago, the Trump administration was found still funding tens of millions of dollars to the Muslim Brotherhood organizations. Excuses abound despite rounds of golf. So in other words, Donald Trump's playing golf. At the same time, he's signing off on funding terror-tied organizations in the United States of America. I thought, from what Mark Taylor said, that he just put the kibosh on all this. No. Again, friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg with Mark Taylor, okay? And by the way, if this gets to Mark, hey, Mark, let's get on a radio show here. 118 cities will listen to it. We got the number one and number two show throughout the United States during the weekend and the week. Let's get on the radio and just go over scriptures and put them up to what you are sharing with the people in this country. Because, brother, you are deceiving the people. You are deceiving the people almost every given step of the way. Because what I continuously find is what Donald Trump says and what he does are continuously found contradicting one another. Every step of the way. Okay? Is that speculation? Oh, absolutely not. Not at all. It's exactly what's happening. Friends, we're talking about the false prophets in the United States of America. We're talking about right now, friends, calling out the false prophets that Donald Trump has around him that are leading the church and the congregants in the United States of America astray. And I want to say to those that are being led astray, the Bible tells us that we're to remain steadfast. That means fixed into direction. Okay? We're not to be taken by the cunning craftiness of men. Okay? We're to beware of the false prophets. As a matter of fact, friends, it tells us in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That time is now, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. We are there now. 2 Peter tells us, friends, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bringing upon themselves swift destruction. destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with counterfeit words, fiend words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Friends, their end is in view. We're highlighting the false prophets. Be
At
right
the
back.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the false prophets. And I just highlighted none other than Mark Taylor. Friends, I could spend hours on Mark Taylor and his false prophecies. And I'm going to do my best to show you the fruits on this administration's branch before the end of the second hour today so you can understand that you're being lied to. Okay? For Christians to sit back and listen to a man when it's outside of Scripture, you deserve what you get. The Bible clearly tells us that we're supposed to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It didn't say anything about listening to a man and saying, okay, well, we'll give ourselves over to the arm of the flesh, where the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17:5 that it's a curse. Give me a break. Give me a break, friends. Now, I just highlighted none other than Mark Taylor. And the quote that I was thinking about from Charles Spurgeon was this: a time will come when instead of the shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have the clowns entertaining the goats. That's exactly where we're at today, America. It is. History has repeated itself. We've gone around the mountain again because we won't learn. And this time, friends, I believe that we are in a position in this country where we as a whole are going to pay the piper. We're going to pay for the very disobedience that we have given unto God every step of the way. And how many people honor Jesus with their lips, but their hearts are far from him? The world, namely our world in America, is filled with them, believe me, and that's firsthand experience. Let's go to the next one. So if it's not good enough, friends, we can also find the likes, Mark Taylor, we can also find the likes of heretics and false prophets surrounding Donald Trump, such as Rodney Howard Brown. Buggy, let's go ahead and play Rodney Howard Brown. By the way, I had lunch with this guy. If you want to listen to that, you can listen to last week's podcasts. I was called by Rodney Howard Brown, had lunch with him and his wife, and folks, we were called to be their special guest at Living Word in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and me and my wife, about 10, 15 minutes into it, got up and walked out. Okay? So you can understand, they call him the laughing prophet. I also want you to think about this while he's laughing and deceiving the people that should know better. Just do your best to overlook the things that are taking place in our country while they're in the church laughing it off. This is Rodney Howard Brown. That's Kenneth Copeland introducing him, by the way.
Now, when you get up here, there'll be a message from the Lord. You'll need to stand on one of these steps.
Can you turn that up a little bit?
Stand on one of these steps. When you get up here, there'll be a message from the Lord on your heart.
Yeah, there's going to be a message from the Lord when Rodney gets up here, said Kenneth. It's amazing how that works.
Yeah.
The will of the Spirit or the will of Kenneth Copeland?
Rise up this day and be filled afresh with the new wine of the Holy Ghost. Rise up,
Rodney Howard Brown.
And oh, sepala manama erepe.
Listen carefully.
Oh, koridiesta. Oh, refiada. Oh, repasianama. To drink. Osikaya, we drink parumbo, mendebre viviva, ambrosto cora della brevivia. Oh, yeah. We're not worried what other people think. No, doesn't matter what they think.
This guy's on Donald's board. Spiritual overseer. He's probably the most despised man in the whole faith movement. And you're getting a little taste as to why. Yeah, now Kenneth Copeland's going to speak in an unknown tongue with him. I'm not condemning tongues, friends, but I am when they're making a show out of it. This is exactly what God condemns, but this is where we're at today. That was Rodney Howard Brown. Okay. Buggy, did we pull up something from Robert Jeffress? Because I know with Paula White, he was endorsing Paula White's book. Can you go ahead and play that? This is Robert Jeffress. And I'm not sure if there's audio, but it does pull up audio with Paula White. Go ahead and play it out. Endorsing her book.
I've now come into a priestly anointing.
Jesus is not the only begotten.
This is Paula White.
God, he is not.
Here's where it's going to get big for some people. Get ready. Go ahead. Email me now. In that place. Go ahead. You tap into who you really are. You know what the Bible calls you? It says you are little Elohim.
When I go into the dry cleaner, that dry cleaning place becomes holy. I had every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground because I was standing there.
I was.
Where I stand is holy.
Well, that's pretty crazy. Now, if I'm right on that video right there, Robert Jeffress, by the way, he's one that came to it. You want to talk about capitulators, friends? I don't quite think the guy is right. In so many different ways. So it doesn't surprise me that they would take a guy like this and put him up. And we again, and I brought this up three times, but it's worthy, friends, and it's not tedious for me to remind you what Scripture says, that these people are handpicked and they're put around Donald Trump. Now, I'm speaking about Robert Jeffress and the false prophets that he has around him, and they are not confronting him. They are submitted to him, and yet if you look at Scripture, it's the other way around. In cases of judgment, the priests were called up first, and then the judges. Okay? Again, God ordained government. But it tells us in 1 Kings 13:33 concerning these heretics around Donald Trump, after this thing, Jeroboam, who returned not from his evil way, but made again of the lowest of the priests, the ministers, the evangelical oversight of the high places. They take the lower and the baser sort and they put them up to be something, wanting to make them the standard. And again, I'm here to tell you, and I'll tell you this every day of my life, they are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. We keep our eyes on him, not on man. Okay? but made again of the lowest of the people of the priests, the high places, whosoever would, he consecrated them. He took them and appointed them. He became one of the priests of the high places. Folks, this is all scriptural. And the corrupt kings continuously appointed these sorts around them. Why? Because these corrupt men don't want a prophet. They don't want someone actually confronting them with the Word of God. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Folks, you got to understand, all these people that I've named so far, Rodney Howard Brown, Mark Taylor, Robert Jeffress, the list goes on. Friends, they're not a threat to the kingdom of darkness. They're a part of it in so many different ways. But I wanted to highlight that audio for you because you heard Paula White sitting there with an individual who was saying that Jesus Christ is not the only Son of God. He said it several times. And she's agreeing with him. And with that, she comes in behind him, friends, is a video, or it's actually a picture of Robert Jeffress ordaining her in so many different ways to his congregants to go out. And christening her is the word I'm looking for, to go out and buy Paula White's book. I mean, this is crazy. Oh, and it's not just Robert Jeffress that did it. Franklin Graham did the same thing. Okay? Let's go to the next piece with Paula Sam. I want everybody to listen to Paula White. This is Donald Trump's spiritual overseer, as she likes to call herself, and as he likes to call her. This is where Paula's asking for your January salary right after Donald Trump became the president of the United States of America. Interestingly enough, friends, all of a sudden, Paula White's book comes out at the same exact time. Can you say this was all pre-planned? Absolutely. Listen to this.
As we enter into January, we recognize that there are two calendars in the earth. But January is the first, the beginning of a new year for us in the Western world. Let us give to God what belongs to Him, the first hours of our day.
She's God's representative, of course, right?
The first of our increase. The first in every area of our life.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you have it. And that's her. As a matter of fact, the headline on the video, friends, if we want to sit and spend 10 minutes on each video, she's asking for the people to give up their January salaries. This is Donald Trump's spiritual overseer, friends. You can't make this up. In the article that I've been spending time on over the last 3 days, friends, is the false prophets making war against God and His church. Folks, it's the professed church in America that should know better. Folks, let me say this. Do you think that if the people in this country that call themselves Christians knew the Word of God, that they would tolerate people like this in the pulpits? Absolutely not. Are the pulpits today preaching out against sin? Absolutely not. Why? Because they're guilty of it. Do you think if people knew the U.S. Constitution, they would allow the government that they call the government today? Absolutely not. Especially understanding the price paid for the freedoms that we have today. Do you think that they would put up with corruption in their government? Absolutely not. America is filled with an ungrateful people in so many different ways, friends, to allow the things that they put up with in the church first and in government secondly. Okay? Because government is the fruit of the church. Now, I want to go to the next point here because we're talking about false prophets making war against God and His church. And this is my scriptural response to the likes of Mario Murillo in his unscriptural rant. He's got it completely upside down. I'm going to come right back to that. We're going to play some more audio of Donald Trump and his flip-flop conversations that most people don't pick up on or they don't want to pick up on. Well, regardless, we're going to give you facts because facts are stubborn things and the truth demands a response. Regardless if you respond to it or not, it still applies to you. And your blood is on my hands no longer after the show today concerning this administration. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair? Or...
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presence, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.